Chapter 50. Kaf. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Kaf. By the glorious Quran. They wonder that there has come to them a warner from among themselves. So the disbelievers say, "This is a strange thing. When we are dead and have become dust, shall we be resurrected? That is impossible. We know that which the earth takes of them, and with us is a book preserved." No, but they have denied the truth when it has come to them, so they are in a confused state. Have they not looked at the heaven above them, how we have constructed it and adorned it, and how there are no rifts in it? And the earth, we have spread it out and set on it mountains standing firm, and have produced there every kind of lovely growth, an insight and a reminder for every slave turning to Allah. And we send down blessed water from the sky, then we produce with it gardens and grain to be harvested, and tall date palms with ranged clusters, a provision for Allah's slaves, and we give life with it to a dead land. Thus will be the resurrection. Denying and disbelieving before them were the people of Noah, and the dwellers of Ras, and the Thamud, and Ard, and Pharaoh, and the brethren of Lot, and the dwellers of the wood, and the people of Tubah. Every one of them denied their messengers, and so my retribution befell them. Were we burdened after the first creation? No. They are in confused doubt about a new creation. And indeed, we have created man, and we know what he whispers to himself. And by our knowledge, we are nearer to him than his jugular vein. Remember, the two recording angels receive each human being after he or she has attained the age of puberty, one sitting on the right and one on the left to note his or her actions. Not a word does he or she utter, but there is a watcher by them ready to record it. And in truth, the stupor of death will come. This is what you have been avoiding. And the trumpet will be blown. That will be the day that has been promised. And every person will come forth, along with an angel to drive him, and an angel to bear witness. It will be said to the sinners, "Indeed, you were heedless, but now we have removed your covering, and your sight is sharp this day." And his companion will say, "Here is this record ready with me." And it will be said, "Both of you, throw into hell every stubborn disbeliever, hinderer of good, transgressor and doubter, who set up another god with Allah, then cast him into the severe torment." His companion will say, "O Lord, I did not push him to transgress in disbelief, oppression, and evil deeds, but he himself was in error and far astray." Allah will say, "Do not dispute in front of me. I had already in advance sent you the warning. The sentence that comes from me cannot be changed, and I am not unjust in the least to the slaves." On the day when we will say to hell, "Are you full up?" it will say, "Are there any more to come?" And paradise will be brought near to the pious. It will be said, "This is what you were promised. It is for those oft returning to Allah in sincere repentance, and those who preserve their covenant with Allah, who feared the Most Gracious Allah in the unseen, and brought forth a heart turned in repentance to him. Enter here in peace and security. This is a day of eternal life. There they will have all that they desire, and even more. And how many a generation have we destroyed before them, who were stronger in power than them? And when our torment came, they ran for refuge in the land. But could they find any place of refuge? Surely this is indeed a reminder for him who has a heart or listens and is heedful. And indeed, we created the heavens and the earth, and all between them in 6 days, and no fatigue touched us. So bear with patience, O Muhammad, all that they say, and glorify the praises of your Lord before the rising of the sun and before its setting, and during a part of the night also glorify his praises, and likewise after the prayers. And listen on the day when the caller will call from a near place, the day when they will hear the cry in truth. On that day they come out from their graves. Surely it is we who give life and cause death, and to us is the final return. on the day when the earth shall crack from above them, and they will come rushing out. That will be a gathering quite easy for us. We know best of what they say, and you, O Muhammad, are not a tyrant over them to force them to belief, but warn by the Quran him who fears my threat.